Hi, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for February 16th, 2022. I am Liam, and as always, it is an honor and pleasure to be with you today. We're going to check out some games. And, you know, I just realized I don't think I hooked the... Yeah, I did. Okay. I thought I didn't hook the Echo up to the board, and I did. So we're good. We're good. Okay. Also, next to my... My Echo Plus, I have a Echo Show 5, and I'd like to thank Jeff Blankenberg for sending that by. I did a unboxing of it on Monday on my personal channel, and that was really fun. So hopefully you had a chance to catch that. If not, please go back and check it out. Before we get to today's game, I want to remind you that we are on social media. You can find us at Poptail Social, P-O-P-T-A-L-E Social on Twitter. We are Poptail on Facebook. And those are great ways to find us. We're also on YouTube. Hopefully you're watching us on our channel. If you're watching on my personal channel, please subscribe to Poptail as well. So that's what I've got for you. So today we're playing Darkness Falls, and I'm going to be honest, and I like to be honest. It's a big thing with me. This is a game that when I got my list of games, I actually put off. And the reason I put it off was because it kind of is in a genre that I did not have a major interest in. It's very Lovecraftian. I think that's the adjective. And it just did not really appeal to me. But it looks promising, and it definitely looks like something that maybe I will enjoy, or maybe it will be fun to play for you guys. I like to be honest, and I like to be fair. So this is kind of the last one on my list of things to play. I procrastinated on it and put it off. But, we'll see how this goes. One more quick announcement I would like to make is that we've got some new games. We did do the Copernicus Legacy a few weeks ago, and I would really recommend that you take the time and check that game out. We also have done The Bard's Tale, and that is another one that I would really recommend you play as well. Both are really cool. They are doing some really fun things, and I highly recommend that you check them out. Copernicus Legacy especially. Such a cool little game, and it's more of an audiobook, and I like that. I like that, it's a book and audio, thus the audiobook, but I love the perspective shifting. I think it's really cool, and I hope that you take the time to check it out. And especially if you enjoy it, please consider buying the other chapters. I did, and I think you should too. So, Darkness Falls. All right. Darkness Falls is an extensive, sprawling horror genre role-playing game, or RPG, in the Professor Wolf and Herbert series. The game takes place in the worlds of H.P. Lovecraft and the universe of Senses novels by K.M. All. As you follow the clues in the game, you will be led through a harrowing adventure into a nightmare world unlike any you have ever imagined. Can you stop what is coming before darkness falls? Ooh, I don't know. This RPG uses a new system for randomly determine health, game money, and sanity at the start of all of these All these attributes may be enhanced through in-skill purchases at several points throughout the game. Because of the depictions of horror and violence, this game is intended for mature audiences. So, if you are a youngin, this may not be the game for you. So there is your warning. You have been warned. So let's do this thing. As I point out, I think, as I pointed out before, I don't play these ahead of time. So we're going to check it out together. Really quick, I just want to make sure that the echo is functioning. Ziggy, what time is it?
It's 6:05 p.m.
Oh, good. All right. So it works. Just like to make sure. All right, let's do this thing. Ziggy, open Darkness Falls.
Okay, here's Darkness Falls.
All right.
Welcome back to Darkness Falls. Are you ready to begin again? Yes or no?
No. Why is it saying...
Maybe some other time, okay, then.
Hold on.
Thanks for stopping by Darkness Falls.
I want to disable and enable this because I don't... Ziggy, stop. Oh, weird. Okay, so it acts like I... Well, that's interesting. Okay, so that's an interesting thing. I just want to check this really quick because it's acting like I played it before. So, just want to check really quick. Enable. All right, so let's try this again. We're going to do a fresh... Ziggy, open Darkness Falls.
Welcome back to Darkness Falls.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready to begin again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Rolling the dice for your stats. Your health is 89, your money is $1,491, and your sanity is 84.
Okay.
Darkness.
Oh boy. All right. Settle in, folks. Let's do this thing.
There have been a lot of changes in your life since surviving the rising chaos. The cutbacks at Trinity University just before your tenure kicked in were disappointing. Fortunately, Miskatonic University has offered you a position with immediate tenure. The chancellor at Trinity was in shock when he learned that the enormous government grant you have leaves with you and did not stay with the university. Now, he is attempting to get you to stay, but with a contract that puts off your tenure indefinitely. Do you agree to stay, yes, or no?
Yes.
That is not the brightest of decisions, especially this early in the game. I'm afraid that once you sign the contract, you realize that the fine print assigns your grant to the university. The chancellor smiles, and tells you that he is going to have you teach freshman year social studies for the remainder of your contract.
Wait. Okay, so I think I got, like, a game over already. Also, that is really distorted.
Thank you for playing Darkness Falls, the third installment in the Professor Wolf and Herbert Adventures. Remember that your choices determine the outcome of the game, so it can be very different every time you play.
Are there
take a couple of minutes to leave us a review.
Other
Your input
games?
Helps us to become better for each successive game. Thank you again, and come back soon.
I want to check this out because just really... Just really quick. I hate to digress, but... Okay. So there was Lost Worlds. And didn't we do Lost Worlds? Oh, no, that's... Oh, okay, we did that one. I guess we'll start this. So this is like the third... That's really weird. Okay. Ziggy, open Darkness Falls.
Welcome back to Darkness Falls. Are you ready to begin again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Your health is 89, your sanity is 84, and your money is 1,491. Going to work for Miskatonic means having to move. It's a good thing that, while the housing market has been hot in most of the country, it is static in Arkham. Because of this, you have not been able to sell your late uncle's house. You have decided that it will be perfect for you to live in now. The finished basement doubles as a fully functional apartment, which will be great for Herbert.
What happened to that?
As you are unpacking, Herbert is trying to get your attention.
Professor, I think you should look at this.
Do you look at what Herbert is showing you, or tell him to wait? You can say, look, or later.
Look.
See, Professor, I found it while I was moving a cabinet downstairs. A piece of the wallboard broke loose.
I guess the game is like we're not gonna...
What do you make of it?
It is a 4-inch disc with several small domes in its sunken center. There are 8 carved tentacles radiating out from the edge of the depression.
Ooh.
Between the tentacles, on flats along the edge, runes, or symbols, of a type that looks strangely familiar,
well, that's creepy.
Are imprinted, or carved. Holding the odd-looking sculpture in your hands, you can't help but notice how light it is. Much lighter than something made of clay, or carved from stone should be. Do you want to take the disc to the university, to have the material tested, or, do you want to try to translate the symbols? You can say, test, or, translate.
Translate.
You tell Herbert that you are going to take the object to your study, so that you can try to translate the symbols.
Professor, your uncle's old notebook should be able to help you with that. I am fairly certain I saw several pages dedicated to the translation of similar symbols.
After hours of work, you are able to come up with a rough translation. You hand the piece of paper to Herbert.
The mountains are the pillars of time. What could that possibly mean, Professor?
You tell Herbert that you don't know for sure. But, one of the other professors at the university might have more insight. A couple of them are experts at arcane languages. Herbert is nodding, but holds up a hand.
That's true, Professor. However, you should know that not everyone at the university was your uncle's friend. I might go so far as to say, some were quite vigorous rivals.
Do you still want to take the translation and the disc to the university, or would you rather try to do an extensive internet search? You can say, university, or internet.
Internet.
You spend hours, then days scouring the internet for information. The problem isn't that there is no info on the subject, it's that there is too much. Sorting fact from fiction is a real issue. Taking a break from the computer, you are in the kitchen discussing the problem with Herbert when...
Whoa!
Do you and Herbert drop to the floor? Yes, or no?
Yes.
Dropping down is wise, but you have already been hit. Rolling the dice.
Oh, crap.
Because of the wound, your health is now 34. With your health at 34, you might want to consider buying a boost package to increase it. You can say purchase, or you can continue. Do you wish to continue, yes, or no?
Yes.
Your health is 34, your sanity is 84, and your money is 1,491. You have recovered enough where you need to make a decision. Do you want to stay in the house, or go over to Miskatonic with all the information you currently have? You can say house, or university.
University.
You tell Herbert that finding a good linguist would be your best course of action now. With that, you take the disc, your translation, and your uncle's notebook and start to head out. Herbert puts his hands together and nods once.
I don't disagree, Professor. But I do advise caution with who you speak with about this. I will go with you to see if I can help.
Are you ready to continue on to Miskatonic? Yes, or no?
Yes.
The buildings of Miskatonic are some of the most imposing structures you have ever seen. They look, however, as though they have not been remodeled or repaired since the day they were built. This is not the case on the inside of the buildings. Here, there has been an extensive effort to keep up with every other university.
Professor, there are a number of linguists here. I think that there are only two who might be of assistance. Dr. Danforth, and Dr. Armitage.
Who do you wish to speak with? You can say Danforth or Armitage.
Armitage.
You wander down the corridor containing classes in ancient and modern languages in the College of Liberal Arts at Miskatonic U until you find an office with the placard for Dr. Henry Armitage on the door. The lights are off in Dr. Armitage's office, but you can hear sounds coming from inside. Do you want to go in? Yes, or no?
Yes.
You open the door to find the office torn apart.
Uh-oh.
There is a man with heavy features and an oversized brow ridge, rummaging through the professor's desk. He looks up as you enter.
Get out.
Do you do as he says, or do you try to stop him? You can say comply, or fight.
Comply.
You and Herbert duck back out of the office. Where would you like to go? Professor Armitage's office, or home? You can say Armitage, or house.
House.
With nothing else to work with, you and Herbert resume your normal life. It isn't long before the world outside begins to grow darker.
Uh-oh.
Eventually, the entire planet is cast into perpetual gloom, a twilight that never leaves. Nightmare creatures begin to invade every continent as they creep from the oceans. Those who are not torn apart descend into a whirlpool of dark madness from which there is no escape. Your mind is unable to cope. You find yourself whirling downward in a spiral of thoughts that make no sense as madness overcomes you.
Okay, so we failed again. We gotta turn this down because this is loud. Woo!
Thank you for playing Darkness Falls, the third installment in the Professor Wolf and Herbert Adventures. Remember that your choices determine the outcome of the game, so it can be very different every time you play. Please, take a couple of minutes to leave us a review. Your input helps us to become better for each successive game. Thank you again, and come back soon.
Ziggy, open Darkness Falls. Let's give it another shot.
Welcome back to Darkness Falls. Are you ready to begin again? Yes or no?
Yes.
Would you like to pick up at the approximate point where you left off? Please say, saved, or go on.
Go on. Is it going to make me start over?
Rolling the dice for your stats.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay.
Your health is 80, your money is $1,635, and your sanity is 86.
All right, let's do one more run.
Darkness Falls.
There have been a lot of changes in your life since surviving the rising chaos. The cutbacks at Trinity University just before your tenure kicked in were disappointing. Fortunately, Miskatonic University has offered you a position with immediate tenure. The chancellor at Trinity was in shock when he learned that the enormous government grant you have leaves with you and did not stay with the university. Now, he is attempting to get you to stay, but with a contract that puts off your tenure indefinitely. Do you agree to stay? Yes. Or, no.
No.
Congratulations on the only rational choice. Your sanity has gone up to 90. You explain to the chancellor that you think you would rather just move on with your life. Going to work for Miskatonic means having to move. It's a good thing that, while the housing market has been hot in most of the country, it is static in Arkham. Because of this, you have not been able to sell your late uncle's house. You have decided that it will be perfect for you to live in now. The finished basement doubles as a fully functional apartment, which will be great for Herbert. As you are unpacking, Herbert is trying to get your attention.
Professor, I think you should look at this.
Do you look at what Herbert is showing you, or tell him to wait? You can say, look, or later.
Look.
See, Professor. I found it while I was moving a cabinet downstairs. A piece of the wallboard broke loose, and this was stuffed in the hole. What do you make of it?
It is a 4-inch disc with several small domes in its sunken center. There are 8 carved tentacles radiating out from the edge of the depression. Between the tentacles, on flats along the edge, runes, or symbols, of a type that looks strangely familiar, are imprinted, or carved. Holding the odd-looking sculpture in your hands, you can't help but notice how light it is. Much lighter than something made of clay, or carved from stone should be. Do you want to take the disc to the university, to have the material tested, or, do you want to try to translate the symbols? You can say, test, or, translate.
Test.
You tell Herbert that the material of the disc seems to be unusual, and that you want to get it tested at the university.
All right, Professor, their materials research center should be able to handle that easily.
While you're very happy to have a position with Miskatonic University, you have to be honest. The architecture leaves a lot to be desired. Frankly, it looks as though no repairs have been made to any of the original buildings in 100 years. When you asked the Chancellor about it, he told you that you were very nearly right. Almost from the beginning, workers that have tried to repair or remodel the outside of the structures died before they could finish, most under unusual and inexplicable circumstances. Since then, no one will work on the outside of the buildings. Oddly, the same is not true of the interior. Many changes have been made on the inside of the buildings over the decades without any incidents.
Professor, we can take a shortcut through the library if you'd like.
Do you want to take a shortcut through the Miskatonic University Library? Yes, or, no?
No.
You have decided to take the long way around. After about 10 minutes, you arrive at the Materials Research Building. You and Herbert have arrived at the Materials Research Center. Herbert turns to you.
Professor, why don't you let me do the talking in here? They can be just a bit eccentric.
Do you agree, yes, or no?
Yes.
While he isn't always right, Herbert always means well. You agree to let him take the lead here.
Thank you for that vote of confidence, Professor. Please follow me, I think I know exactly where we need to go.
Herbert leads you down a veritable maze of corridors until you come to a staircase.
I'm sorry, Professor, these buildings are too old to support elevators. There is another entrance through some underground tunnels, but I'm told they haven't been used in more than a century.
At the bottom of the stairs, a young, very pretty, Oriental woman meets you.
Hello, I am Akiko. I will take you to the SEM.
You walk briskly down a corridor, stopping at a set of double doors with a sign scanning electron microscope attached to both doors. There is also a list of items forbidden in the lab, including pacemakers and cameras. Akiko runs her badge through a reader and the doors unlock. The lab is brightly lit and has several granite tables affixed to the floor. Taking up the entire center of the lab is a separate chamber. The door is open at the moment, and you can see that it is dark inside. Akiko is holding out her hand.
The relic, please.
Herbert intercedes.
Professor, it's all right. You can give her the disc.
You hesitate for a moment. Do you give her the disc, yes or no?
Yes.
She smiles broadly and bows. As you hand her the disc, it soon becomes apparent that something is wrong.
Uh-oh.
The young scientist is unable to take a piece of the material from the disc and mount it for the microscope.
I cannot take a sample for the microscope. Maybe with the laser?
With that, she takes the disc over to a device in a metal cabinet, puts on a pair of goggles, and activates the laser. The smell reminds you of burning flesh. Akiko takes her small sample and goes back to the scanning electron microscope. A moment later. Do you want to rush to see what has happened, yes or no?
Yes.
Opening the door to the SEM, you see a screen filled with purple, spiky balls. Before Akiko can speak, Herbert gasps and blurts out.
That's a virus.
Akiko is nodding. A virus? You don't understand. How could the disc be made of a virus?
Please take disc and leave.
You can tell that she is terrified by what she found. Do you leave, or question her some more? You can say, go, or question.
Go.
Opening the door to the SEM, you see a screen filled with purple, spiky balls.
I said,
before Akiko
go.
Can speak, Herbert gasps and blurts out.
That's a virus.
Go.
You grab up the disc and head out of the lab. As you and Herbert open the door.
Oh, whoops.
Do you duck back inside the lab, or make a run for it. You can say duck or run.
Run.
You and Herbert dash out of the lab. Okay, rolling the dice for you.
Come on, give me a good roll.
You are hit. Okay, rolling the dice for you. Your health is currently 39. You and Herbert make it around the corner of the corridor. At the end of the hallway, you see a door. It is a metal door that has a patina of rust over it. It looks as though it hasn't been opened in a very long time. Do you want to try to open the door, yes or no?
Yes.
Working together, you and Herbert are able to force the door open just enough for you to slip through, one at a time. It is pitch black on the other side of the door.
Well, this isn't
you pull
good.
Out your cell phone to use as a flashlight. Your cell phone has 80% charge left. The light reveals that you are in a narrow tunnel. The beam of the phone doesn't extend very far, but from what little you can see, the tunnel seems to be pretty long.
Professor, we need to be careful. I remember being told that these tunnels go for miles and have several levels to them. There are also rumors that things live down here, things nobody will talk about.
You have come to an intersection in the tunnels. You can go north, south, or continue straight. You can say, north, south, or straight.
Straight.
Rolling the dice. You have come to another intersection. Do you want to go right, left, or keep going straight? You can say, right, left, or straight.
Straight.
As you continue straight ahead, you come to a corridor that branches to your north. Do you want to take the north corridor? Yes or no?
Yes.
You follow the branch around and eventually come to a stone staircase leading down.
No, no.
Do you want to take the stairs down or go back the way you came? You can say down or go back.
Down. I don't like
descending
the
steep
down.
Stone stairs. You come to a much narrower corridor. The two of you can only travel single file here. As you move away from the stairs, you hear a grinding noise behind you.
Uh-oh.
A section of wall has slid in behind the two of you, blocking off the staircase. Rolling the dice again. The light from your phone goes out.
Oh no!
You know you still had battery life left. In fact, you can tell that your phone is still working. It's as though the darkness in front of you simply overtook and overpowered your light. A horrid smell assails your nostrils as something ice-cold wraps itself around your body.
Uh-oh.
Both you and Herbert are immediately crushed as the powerful tentacles tighten. Unfortunately, your injuries have proven fatal.
Wow. So,
Thank you for playing Darkness Falls.
Two playthroughs, I've died both times. I don't know if I want to make it 0-3.
The outcome of the game, so
but
it can be very different every time you play. Please,
I actually really like this more than I thought I would.
Better for each successive game.
Now,
thank you again.
These guys also made Lost Worlds, and if you remember, I played that and was not really duly impressed with this. This one I like though. What I would like more is the first two books in the series. I think having sort of access to those would help with the characters and knowing like what everything is. This isn't bad though. I actually don't mind this. I don't know if I want to do a third playthrough. I mean, we've already done two and it's ended kind of badly both times. I guess I should have known better not to go down the stairs. Should have gone back. But interesting game. And if you enjoy that sort of like Lovecraft stuff, I think it's perfect for you. Not my preferred genre, but also not bad. I mean, that was pretty cool. So again, that's Darkness Falls. You can find it in the Alexa store or the skill store. And next week I'll be back with more great games. So make sure that you follow us on social media, Poptail Social. Make sure that you are following us on YouTube. Make sure that you are subscribed to our mailing list at poptail.com for great news and offers. I will be back next week, of course. And I do want to thank you guys for being here. Could not do it without you guys. So I will see you again next week. As always, though, thanks for watching. And good night and goodbye.